from Vegas.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Do it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. Our first week back on the air after last week's kind of a comic meltdown.
Fuck up.
Something like that. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the greatest internet radio show ever. It's time for
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
All right, folks, Friday night, Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net's the official website. We want everybody to tune in live sometime. If you're listening to the podcast, welcome. It's Wednesday, Saturday, maybe even Sunday.
Is it Wednesday?
Well, if they're listening to the podcast, it very well may be. For those of you on the podcast, we want to hear from you. I specifically want to hear from some podcast listeners, I should say. Email radio@spankwagon.net.
Speaking of which, man, you know what? I really like that I actually logged into my decaf email. It's really nice, man.
I told you so.
I know. How long has it been? I know it's been a little while, but it's been like
I've had that up and running for a month now, Murph.
But it's pretty nice. I like it. It's smooth. You know, you can go and you can email and shit.
You know, that's the funny thing about email is you can actually go in and write letters to people. Where was this technology 30 years ago when it was invented? I mean, seriously, where was that technology?
Upstairs is pretty magical.
Magical. Email's not magical. Email is nothing more than spam and bullshit.
My first question is, man, where did you choose this song? I mean, did you just hear it, or did you just like?
Oh, I heard.
Do you
this.
Think about it like all week? It's like, oh my god, I'm gonna play the Stand By Me.
No, actually, I just heard this one a couple days ago, listening to a podcast that I listen to called Some Assembly Required, which is nothing but mashups, scratching, art, you know, music of this nature, and I just liked it, so I grabbed it. I found it online and downloaded it, and legitimately.
You actually paid for it?
No, it was a free download by the artist, but it was legitimate.
Is it shocking, Murphy, that it's a free download?
No, not even remotely.
Here, have some of my free shit.
I like it.
Of course you do.
It's not everybody's cup of tea, but hey, you know what?
I think it's pretty good.
It's not everybody's sperm sample. What was that?
Oh, are you back on to thinking about dick?
I never stopped.
I knew it! How is Foxy, by the way?
You know what? I just talked to her today. She's good. She was going to go eat.
Eat.
That girl eats. That girl can eat.
Asshole or pussy?
Oh!
I was just thinking.
A little bit of everything, I hope. Anyway, Freudian slip.
All right. So, Edgewar in the chat room saying, evening all, who in the hell has done this mix? It's by a guy named Copycat. It's called Stand By The Floor.
But why is it Stand By Me in the song?
It's a mashup, so. Fuck. But it's a guy named Copycat. Actually, yeah, I found it online. It was pretty good stuff.
You say he's going to copycat this stuff when he gets to beat? I mean.
Be nice.
Stay by the floor, motherfucker. See, it's different. See, I'm copycat, but I'm not copying all the way, you know.
Ah.
It's called poetic license.
There you go. That's exactly it. All right. So I think I could say it again, just to be safe. Spankwagon.net's our official website. And if you're listening to us live, which we know all 23,000 of you are.
Damn, we pulling that many people?
No.
That was 1,000 people more than last week.
That's 23,000
more people than last week.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what happened last week. I think last week was amazing.
Do we have to
do the introductions first, my friend.
Oh, you want to?
Yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah, we have to.
Are you sure?
We do it every
week.
Yes,
bitch.
Okay. Well, first off, sitting on the number two mic.
Who are you?
Oh, we'll get to me.
I am Big Daddy Decaf. I am Leo. I'm 30 years old, and I'm looking for horny white women. Thank you.
As our guests in the green room,
I said thank
out.
You, motherfucker. That means that you're next.
Oh, you are. Oh, sorry. My name's Murphy, and my requirements are much lower. Breathing, and even that's negotiable.
Credit check is a must.
And something moist.
Oh, wait. So you date like a cake or a pie?
Hell yeah,
you
mean
like
pie.
You mean like Duncan?
Mushy.
Yeah, anything mushy. You like Duncan Hines moist mix, baby?
I don't even need to bake it. Just stick his dick right in it. He's good to go.
Well, wait. Are you into devil's food or angel food?
Oh, I like my girls nasty. Give me the devil's food. Yeah, I'm Murphy, drunken asshole of the group.
Hello, drunken asshole of the group.
And who's this fine white woman, Evan? Who?
She's kind of messing with the camera, trying to get everything right. There it is.
Introduction? No.
Hello?
White lady, who are you?
Who are you?
Give me a goddamn second. Hold on.
She's doing the job of like four people. That's the best part. I totally pawned like half this video shit off on her. It's great.
Oh, I have another story about some movers. Like, go ahead.
Go ahead. Your turn.
Hi, I'm Zuzu.
And for Murphy, could you spell that?
That'd be Z-U-Z-U, not Z-S-U-Z-S-U, as I mistakenly.
Did you type that out on your iPhone?
Numerous times.
So that means every
you
time
know,
you misspell
it. He still doesn't know who I am when I call him.
I do now. Well, no.
No idea.
Because you always call my work phone. And my voice
no,
phone.
I call both.
Well, no, now, look, I have you in here now. Hold on.
Speaking of which, it's my first time to call anybody, huh?
Let me see here.
What? We're pulling up the work phone?
No. Look, see?
See? I have you on my phone.
You're in there.
By name or just by phone number?
By name.
There's no picture. Or just like,
I haven't taken
hot chick, I like the bone.
Because I haven't gotten a good shot of you bending over yet.
Hot chick, I like the bone. Number 12.
Number 12. So you don't quite make speed dial.
The one without children.
There you go.
That's right. No fucking kids.
Hey, now.
Well, let me tell you what happened at work today, man. Yeah. All right.
Let me guess. White people pissed you off.
No. No, it was about a black dude, a Mexican guy. So shocking, huh? All right.
And a rabbi?
What the?
Oh, hell.
Dude, he just dropped his beer.
What did you just drop?
He dropped the water.
He dropped his beer.
With you a cut lid
off.
On it.
You are cut off. Okay, we're getting a new table in the conference room.
But it's good water.
Wait, we never did trencher.
Never did them.
No.
We try not to.
Most people do pass me over. It's all right. Keep going. Conference room.
We got to get on the microphone now because I couldn't hear you.
You know, I know you can hear me because I'm looking right at you.
Now I can hear
but
you.
It's not about him. It's about them out there.
That's right.
Well, they don't have all to hear seven me of that them. Much.
All seven of them is important. All seven of them is important. Now, as I was saying, conference room at my work, table delivery. We're getting a new fucking table, right? This black dude, the Mexican dude, pull up. They're supposed to be there at 10 o'clock. They got there at 11.
Three.
They got there at 11, right?
Okay.
All right, they come in. I had to tell them how to back up their fucking truck, you know, for one. And then when they're going to unload, they got to the fucking edge of the fucking
loading dock.
Loading dock, right? Well, the thing that actually come down. I can't think of what it's called.
The gate,
right? And before
ladies
they
and gentlemen,
came down,
I do speak decaf fluently. That's why I'm able to translate.
And these motherfuckers said, "Damn, dog, you got the fucking base." That's what the brother said. Hey, and then you got the base of the table. I'm like, no, we don't got the fucking base of the table. Shit, hang in the truck. I said, okay, well, we don't have no fucking
base.
Wait, so.
What'd they do? They showed up in their yard the night before, stole the base out of their truck.
They took the table with no base. So it's nothing to build it. It's just the fucking layer, just the top layer of the
fucking
table.
So you got a table.
Right?
So where did they get the table from?
This is something we ordered. This is something that we pay with government money. My work order with government money. It's not my
cheese.
Table. It's at work.
Yeah, I bought this and cheese. That's
okay.
That's
give it to you in installments.
So then I said, okay, they brought the table in, which
new stimulus conference table.
Yes, hold on.
That's what it is.
And they brought it in, bitch, the whole time. Oh, man. And I mean, this is how the dude really talk. I'm not just imitating, you know, making fun of the brother. The brother the whole time was like, shit, nigga, where you want this? God damn. That's a long-ass fucking walk, my dick. Like the whole,
my
the whole, my dick, the what? Whole fucking time. I was his nig the whole fucking time. My dick, I said, okay. So he comes in, they bring the table in. He's like, okay, we're going to go get the bass, right? So they go, it's 1 o'clock. They get back at 1 o'clock, right? Have the fucking bass. 1 o'clock. They have the fucking bass. They look higher than they did before. Because the eyes were already red. Now they're really fucking.
Stop by and get some Mickey D's.
Now they're really fucking bloodshot, right? And they came in, and then right in the middle of, do you hear some hammer? Oh, shit. We forgot the fucking tools.
Shut up.
No, not bullshitting.
Wait,
you.
Okay, so this was a Mexican, a black,
black
man.
Dude. A Mexican, a black dude. That's all it was. A real skinny nigga, and a real short Mexican.
Well, you know, there's a reason Mexico doesn't have a national basketball team. I mean, they're all really short. That's just kind of the way it goes.
They slam dunk in the swimming pool. But so they left again. These motherfuckers came back at 3:15.
Oh, my God.
And fixed the shit together. And
did
like,
they bring a joint with them? Because, I mean, they must have wanted to share
straight.
With you.
The brother was actually kind of stumbling when he came back the last time. He didn't say shit. He was just so past the point where he can't even talk anymore. I wasn't his nigga anymore.
Dude, that's how you are blazed right there when you...
You can't even fucking...
You can't even put together a word.
What's up, my nigg?
What's up, my nigg?
Damn, nigg, that is a long walk.
So when they got done or whatever, I went to my boss, about the whitest dude you can be. You know, he's like 50, bald, white guy, military, whatever. I went to him. I said, you know what? I said, these are some half-ass niggas. He started fucking laughing. I said, this is the shit why white people don't want to hire black people, is we see a nigga come in like that. But that's my story. But yeah, three trips. They catered three times,
and that was a full
for one
day's
table.
Work.
Yeah, two pieces going together with the fucking bottom.
Is that a union job? That's a union.
No,
job.
It was some company.
You know they planned that shit out. Dude.
I know they did. I know they did.
Hey man, you want to go see Iron Man like four times a day? Yeah, dude. This is what we'll do. We'll just keep forgetting shit and come back every 3.5 hours.
There you go. Brilliant. All right.
Brilliant.
So, you know, Decap, why don't you go ahead and tell us what we got going on? We have some guests in the green room.
Yes, we have Gia Ray. She's a young, but she's a really good artist, man. She didn't bring none of her work because of her friends out there held her up from getting her artwork.
The friends.
Yeah.
What
blame the
friends.
She blamed the friends first.
Oh, okay.
I'm just relaying the message.
Do we got to call them out in here and beat the hell out of them?
Yes,
you know,
we do.
With all this time that we've spent with them just sitting in the green room, they could have went and got the artwork.
Well, we could have given her like a Sharpie and a pen and our pad, and she could have drawn some shit out.
But
you know, yeah.
But you see how skinny Jessica her friend is. She's probably a loser if she walks away too far.
The wind picks up
again.
And she's just gone.
That is, you know, that is one tiny
actually,
individual.
Actually,
out
actually,
there.
She's the easel. Yeah. He's holding it up. All right, so
I think we got bike stands in here thicker than that girl.
Oh, that's not nice. All right,
hey-o.
So
but she's real nice. She's real nice. Yeah, so she does our work, and we're actually gonna.
Now she's from. She you met her on First Friday, right?
Yeah, I met her first.
Very
Friday.
Cool. So we got an artist in the studio from First Friday. Hey, wait, that means tonight's First Friday as well.
Yeah, but she's not. Yeah, she's not working tonight. She took the night off to come to Spank Wagon,
and we're making fun of her friend. Whoops.
Hey-o.
Now, if you really believe that shit, that's good. I really fucking sold it.
Yeah. Wow, you sold that thing like a cheeseburger too. Oh,
she forgot her table, so she's like, fuck, I just do Spank Wagon instead.
Anybody seen that cloth we used? Oh, fuck it. Let's just go do that one guy's radio show.
They get in here like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no.
Dude, they're going to come in here and see the professionalism of this studio and say, should have brought the table.
Yeah, we're heading to First Friday. I think
hand me another beer.
All right, so we'll get them in a minute. Give me a drop.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
What the fuck was that?
Wow, okay. Why don't we go ahead and work on getting them in here? We will be back in a minute. SpankWagon.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. We'll be right back.
It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Hello, everybody.
Hello. I'll just talk about our microphone. Cause
you got to stick it right in your mouth.
Yeah, you really got to talk on it. No one will hear you.
Like it's a giant black cat.
Just start molesting it like this.
Nah, cool. All right, Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online,
okay.
spankwagon.net.
Does this guy raise it up?
So.
Raise
it. Are we still having mic problems?
That one kind of stays right there.
Do you want to turn on the mic there, Murph?
Thank you.
That'd be nice if you just turn it on.
That's my headset. Can you plug that
in? Plug him into the...
Number three?
Yeah, sure.
We are Trace. So professional.
Just don't turn him on.
We are professional, aren't we?
Decaf, who's your guest?
Oh, this is Gia Ray. She's an artist.
Hello.
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 Well, I don't know what an artist is called because I'm
an artist. An artist is called an artist.
An artist is called an artist.
If a truck driver is called a truck driver, an artist is called an artist.
Well, you got to remember in James L's neighborhood, artists are usually referred to as
taggers,
vandals, you know, taggers, graffiti taggers. Artists, shit like that.
What kind of art? Let's just ask that basic question right now.
Well, I don't really have a name for it. It's just kind of like totally different than what everybody else has seen.
What's your medium?
Oil. I can't even feel it.
Height.
Bodily fluids. What?
What's your medium? What the fuck is that?
Oh, what's your medium?
Acrylic, oil, charcoal.
What you paint with. It's mostly ink and acrylic painting.
Okay.
So when did you start drawing? When did you first get into it?
I started drawing when I was really little. My grandmother used to sit in the dining room and we'd draw the kitchen.
We just draw
the kitchen.
Chicken pot pie.
No, we didn't. There was no food in the kitchen. There was just the refrigerator.
So it was a trailer trash kitchen, was it? Or?
Yeah, it was a trailer.
Oh no.
Oh, shit.
So what we have is here art derived from a lack of cable. That's what we've got, right?
No, we have cable.
Creativity derived from a lack of cable.
Cable, movies, DVD, just no jobs.
Just no food.
So was it a beer can trailer or no food trailer?
I think it was a manufactured home. Double wide. That's what it was. It had a backyard.
It was hoisted up with cinder blocks.
Sounds like my house. All right. So
totally.
So we have the medium. It's just it's an ink and acrylic, so it's a paint. You
That's
know,
why
you're
I wish you had
painting.
It. I knew something told me to bring the one I bought from her. Something told me to bring it today.
I don't know. The fact that maybe you should have brought it with you.
Yeah, I did. Fuck
so God. We can actually Damn. See it.
Go
what's your favorite subject matter? I mean, what do you like to paint? What do you like to... other than refrigerators.
Mostly people.
Okay, people. Okay.
People, flowers, and animals.
Chicks.
Okay. Mostly naked people.
Hey-o!
Now you've got his interest.
So you like the naked people, huh?
He'll show you his ass.
Outstanding.
So if we asked or paid and commissioned this, you'd paint a picture of his ass?
Oh, not of his ass.
No.
You're so proud of your ass.
I am
not?
Proud of my ass, but how are you with hair? Because if you're pretty good at it, then we may have a...
Can you make it curly enough?
Oh, no.
Maybe if you cut
so
some off,
thick.
I can paste it on the picture. The
Dude, that'd be great.
So, wait, we're talking mixed media now.
Textile.
That's like some new wave shit right there.
Nice.
I know all your paintings is all circles. Have you seen it? Did you go to the site?
No.
Yeah, go to MySpace/GRA. You can see. Then you get to see it. R-E-Y? Well, let's say what you're...
R-A-Y.
Give the whole.
It's Gia Ray is my art name.
G-A-R-Y-E?
Yeah. No, it's G-I-A and then R-A-Y.
Oh. All right.
Oh, yeah.
It's last Gia Ray. So, okay, so you guys were painting the kitchen. I mean, drawing the kitchen. Was it more that you were forced into it, or did you kind of just do
were
it?
You
or
just bored? You
yeah.
Had, you
or
wanted
you just bored.
To do something?
Yeah.
Well, it was better than going to church.
Anything is better than
Amen.
Church. Praise the Lord. Jesus,
Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
So who was the person who wanted to force you to go to church?
My father.
Oh, your father was
and
he?
It was, Sunday would take up the entire day of just going to church. Like, that was it.
That was your whole
that
day?
That was it. We couldn't do nothing before. We couldn't
day?
Do nothing after.
You couldn't do nothing before or after?
No, because it was like in the middle of the day. It was like 1 to 3.
Can't you just like do it in the
1
morning,
to 3?
Or
you get up at 9.
Man?
You had to study to go.
Was this like Catholicism what? Or?
You had to study
what
to
religion?
Go.
Mormon
what
or what was it?
What are you, a Jew?
No.
Hold on, let us be
Let's just leave it as I'm a Jew.
All right, oh, okay. Yeah, you got to study that shit. You got to study and you got to know.
I'm not really a Jew.
So what religion was it?
Let's just say it was a Jew.
No, that's not. What religion was it?
It was a Mormon.
Well, we're interested because of the whole studying thing.
It's the evil word.
My parents were Jehovah's Witnesses. Okay, okay. Ever. And then you had to go 3 times a week. But three now that I don't go anymore, they changed it to 2 days a week.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, wait, now, you had to do a lot of this, didn't you?
No, I wasn't a Jehovah. Why do you always think I was a Jehovah's Witness?
I always think Mormon.
Mormon, dude.
Mormon.
Yeah.
Mormons are about the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Except when we go, there's a lot of Jello. So, I mean, it was all right.
Shots?
And no Coca-Cola.
Did you ever see Star Trek Troopers?
Yes.
Yeah. You're not going to get eaten by a whole bunch of bugs?
As a Mormon?
Yeah, you remember in the movie? All the Mormons went to
their
planet.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
run that by me?
I saw that movie. I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
The base that gets completely overrun by the Arachnids?
Yeah.
That was Fort John Smith. It was a Mormon settlement on another planet. Yeah, they get completely eaten. I was a Mormon. And no.
All right. So bringing up, and anybody who's listening right now, just go to myspace.com/GRay. The Rose.
Is some cool stuff.
I'm looking at the image here, the Rose image. It doesn't have a title on it here.
No, I didn't name that one, but I drew it for my grandmother.
But see,
dude,
so
turn your screen this way. I want to see.
Can't do it. What medium?
On that was just mostly ink.
Okay.
Which was all ink.
All ink. All
and
ink.
Paper.
Okay.
So if Grandma got the rose, who got the guy with his face down in the spiky hair girl's boobs? Who's that one for?
That one's a long
your
time.
Your mom.
Secret joke.
Secret
joke.
No,
my mom actually likes it. She thinks it's exotic.
No, Murphy's mom.
Oh well.
I don't have a mom. Me and my dad share yours.
Whoa.
Ba-dum-bum.
That's. I mean. That is some fucking creepy detail.
I know. So how many circles do you actually like count the circles or do you just draw circles? Because as you see, it's all circles. It's
Murphy,
all
show
circles.
Me another one.
Some are circles. Some are swirls. some are okay. little, well, what my brother calls them, sometimes they look like vaginas. And that really pisses me off.
So it's like, why is
it, why
they
does
do
it
look like
off?
A bunch of little vaginas. I can really see that now.
He tried to get me to incorporate penises in there too, but I said no.
What?
You couldn't pay me enough.
Oh man! All right. So with the drawing in the circles, I mean, do you do an outline? Do you blue pencil something and then
mostly
fill in?
Mostly, it's just freehand, and okay. then I just kind of go with it. It depends on what it turns into.
Okay. So with the art, then do you and then kind of another question because I know you know some artists who work where they can actually look at an image and they just grab a Sharpie. They don't draw an outline. They start drawing the shadowing, and then they start filling in the shadowing, and then they just keep building on that until an image actually shows up. How is your process? Do you start with the image and then work out, or do you just work out and then in with the actual image?
I normally start with a face,
okay,
and then I just go around until it turns into something.
Okay. Now, is this the same art style that you did with the refrigerator and stuff, or was that?
No, that was way after, because after we would draw the kitchen, we'd go into the living room and draw the trees.
Okay.
You had
in the living room?
You
go to the living room.
They have windows. They can look out the windows, people.
Well, when you go outside and draw the tree, how you gonna?
No, we weren't allowed to play outside because my grandmother was always scared we were going to get
dirty.
Stolen and dirty, yeah.
Now, that's an interesting story right there. So you never had a chance to play outside. My mom's paranoid, too, but it's because there was gunshots and drugs every quarter.
My mom forced me to go outside. She's like, get the fuck out of here.
And my parents would lock me out at 8 a.m. Saturday morning.
Right?
I wasn't allowed
right?
back till the sun went down.
Damn.
Yep.
See,
there was nothing to do in our yard. I mean, there was a broken swing set and a huge tree. You couldn't even climb it.
Is that the tree you drew?
Yeah.
How many times did you draw it?
A lot.
She could draw it right now if you want.
My grandmother would draw little leaves on it, and that's where. And then I would fill in the whole picture. Wouldn't leave anything blank, so I kind of. That's why I like to fill things in.
And just take up no negative space, no blank space, nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I did, you know, and I still do every once in a while, but I used to draw a lot, but I'm the person, I have to look at something and then, you know, draw what I'm looking at.
Oh, you like to trace.
No, it's not tracing.
No,
it's,
he doesn't work in comic books.
Tracing is putting a paper over another paper.
No, I mean, I could look at the board, I could draw the board. But if the board is not in front of me, I can't draw the fucking board. Oh. That kind of thing. It's not so much copy over. It's kind of just seeing. But how do you get it where, I mean, like, is there anything that you can look, you know, without looking at it? If I said draw a water bottle, can you draw a water bottle without looking at the water bottle and do all the details and everything?
Yeah, draw a water bottle. I draw people all the time without looking at them.
Well, I mean, people is different because it's the same thing. But something like alarm clock or, you know, something that's odd. Monkey.
Like
he draw a monkey.
Like a toaster.
Yeah, I can draw a monkey.
You can draw a monkey just like that.
Cartoon Monkey?
That's pretty good, man.
Is he flinging poo?
I'm always.
That'd be a no.
That's what you want.
That's what monkeys do, man.
That's an order for one poo flinging monkey.
Who would order that?
Where do you want to go with your artwork?
I would like to put that on commission.
Where do you want to go with it? Do you want a national? Do you want to have a gallery or anything like that? Or what do you want
to
do?
Yeah, I'd like to have a gallery. I'd kind of like to get out of First Friday.
How long have you been on the First Friday?
For about a year or so now. I mean, most of the people that go down there are seeing kids and emos with eyeliner. And they really drive me insane. They don't ever look or buy anything.
Goddamn fucking emo kids.
No,
so,
man.
So other than me buying it, when's the last time someone bought something?
I sell something every time, but it's always not very much. But I don't remember the last person who bought something. I know she was older. I don't remember her name.
You know, Las Vegas really isn't the scene for art.
We're trying, though.
Anywhere.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
these are
they're
just
about
a
to wipe out.
Exactly.
They're about to wipe out the Arts District to put in an NBA stadium.
Yeah. Did they finally go approve that?
Yeah.
Everything I've heard says it's a go.
Which means the studio is going to be going.
Yeah. Damn. Basically, everything down here is gone.
You guys can broadcast from my living room at the car.
Thanks, Kevin.
So, okay, thank you. I'm looking at this picture of the peacock, and I really see where you're going with this whole you don't like blank space. And it's really kind of neat how the lines define, you know, the elements of the photo, or the, excuse me, of the image, but then it all almost blends together with the, I don't want to say
vaginas.
No, the replicating. I don't want to say the replicating imagery because each one is individual and different. But it's really cool how it all kind of blends together and yet it's very separate. And that's kind of a neat look. And I like the way that kind of repeats itself through all of your art.
I hate peacocks.
Wait. She drew it though?
Yeah. Okay. One of my relatives was going to pay me $500 to just draw them a peacock.
Did you get the money up front?
I didn't give it to him.
Did you get the money up front?
Exactly. Goes back to what you asked. Did you get the money up front? No.
I couldn't get the peacock right, so I never gave it to him.
So did
my mom ended up getting them. Okay. Both of them.
I was going to say, did you give him a giant vagina? That'd be no.
No.
It's like a lot of them are site unsold or mostly the sold ones? Or?
Well, I have a lot of prints. Most of them, the originals are at home because I want to get them framed and then put them in a gallery.
So they won't be blown away off the table like at First Friday?
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, speaking of the prints then, again, looking at the art that's on your MySpace page, the flower, is that did you make a print of that or did you do something else with that to duplicate it?
I drew an outline and then I traced it onto more.
Oh, okay.
But first I was just going to draw one and then I wanted to see what it would look like if I did in different shades.
Okay.
How long does it take you to do certain pieces? And time-wise, is that when you decide on prices too? Or by what's popular or what people like?
Well, my prices are kind of just really low right now because nobody's going to...
They were low.
They're going to buy a lot of stuff.
It was high for me.
We got two for the price of one.
Damn, $60. They're
good.
That's, I mean, they're
great.
That's really good.
I know it's cheap. I know it's cheap. Trust me. I know it's cheap. That's why I was like, okay. That's why I give her, yeah, I know.
Now you're all guilty. Okay. So,
not really.
Okay, so from you know, initial concept, when you say, hey, I want to draw this, I want to do this, to the finished product, how many hours do you put into something?
No, it depends on which piece it is. A lot of them I used to draw at work. Mm-hmm. I used to work for the newspaper, and then it was boring, so I got to draw a lot.
Okay.
What do you do for the newspaper? Just a comic?
I used to do just customer service for 2 years. I don't do that no more, but I hated it, and I just draw all the time.
Yeah, I hate people. Yeah, they fucking suck.
Especially when it's your newspaper. I mean, you pay only 50 cents for it, and they call you at 5 o'clock in the morning, where is it? You know?
So what's the most you ever made off of one of your...
Probably like $700.
Nice.
It wasn't very big, but it was a moderate size.
How long did it take you to draw it out, to create it?
Well, that piece, it took maybe, I don't know, about 2 weeks. About that.
2 weeks? How many hours?
Well, it depends on if I work on it every day. I mean, like some of my big ones, if I work on it every day, I can
have
it done in a week.
How big is your biggest one?
About 40 inches by 40. Not that big.
A straight vaginas?
No. Straight vag.
There's a picture
in your face.
Coordinated in the vagina.
You know, I want to ask you something. Looking at a lot of these pictures, you have a lot of almost, I guess, Aztec or Incan influence. It looks like there's a lot of...
Incan influence?
Yeah. It looks like a lot of...
It's just funny
really
coming
cool,
from Murphy, though.
It looks like some really cool tribal stuff here. I mean, is a lot of your art centered around that, or is it just happens to be that these pieces are just kind of focusing there?
No, that's pretty much all what they look like. Goes back and forth between the bone-looking people and the naked ladies.
So you're
very
not,
cool.
So you're not Boogie. Big into cutesy things like cats and.
Well, I have drawn some cats, but they looked really evil, so I didn't put them on there.
Nice.
Now that is what I want to buy.
It's like Hello Kitty with an axe.
So do people ask you to draw like cute, pretty things? You just can't do it, or you? Just...
Well, it's nobody really asked me to draw anything. It's just like if I have it, I'll give it to them. If it's a cat or if they want a dog, I don't really like to draw dogs. But
draw me a monkey, damn it, fling and poo.
Don't judge me, monkey.
I'm looking at this stuff, and it'd be really easy just to discount it. But I gotta say, I'm really digging just. The stylization of a lot of these.
The Bone Man. I know you're digging on the Bone Man.
Well, the thing is, when I went down the first Friday and I saw, right, I walked around. You know, people have their galleries up. Some things are like $400 or $500 and it's total fucking shit. It's like, God, did someone just get like a paint bucket and just is like, fuck it.
Throw it at the canvas.
Yeah, in other words, everybody wants to be Jackson Pollock.
That's
yeah,
art.
Exactly.
That's art.
That's
art. I don't know what you're talking about.
Art is seeing little vaginas drawn over and over and over to make a picture. You know that person puts a work into that. I mean, if you can make a peacock out of fucking circles, you know what I'm saying? That is creative. If you could just draw some paint, on the goddamn canvas and call it a painting.
You are a retard.
I got a 6-year-old at home who can do that. You know, it's like.
That's $600 right there. That's going to the college fund.
So trust me, while I walked around, she saw me. I walked around the table like 3 times because I was once. Then I came back again the second time and bought it the next month. I was just really, really fucking broke. God, I had nobody. That was the truth. I told her, too. I was
you
like,
can't get welfare for art. It just doesn't happen.
I was broke, but yeah. So I had to come back because the picture was on my mind for 2 weeks, and I really love it. I bought
What is yours at home?
The one is the face. It's on your site, too. I saw it. You're showing.
Which
that
one?
One is go down more. It's called Axe Kura.
Oh, this one right here?
I didn't name it. One of my friends decided to.
Axe Kura?
Yeah.
Yeah. The one of the face.
Yeah. That's
again, that is a lot of detail in
there.
I
really like that one. I didn't see some of them. I didn't see out there, but yeah. But the face one. Yeah, I love the face one. It was between that one and another one of her.
I'm digging the naked chick standing here with her arms up in the air.
That's another one.
I have a few
more.
Going back to that, like they're talking about other stuff, and I keep looking over at you, and you've got that chick with her titties out.
You know what it is though?
Titties. I do.
It's not the titties, and it's not the cute way she's trying to hide her vagina. It's honestly,
it's the hair.
It's the hair.
It's
the
mohawk.
Hair. It's the cool.
It's
way
the mullet, right? It's the top.
It's like
hat.
It should be singing "Love Is a Battlefield." It's got a very Pat Benatar thing happening here. And it's
you know, one person was gonna buy that, but they said it didn't have any nipples or any eyes, so they wouldn't buy it.
See, I was gonna actually. That was the one.
If you're
gonna
look at a naked woman, you gotta look at her in the nipples or in the eyes. I mean,
you know what? Anime. Just give them one. A lot of anime doesn't have nipples on it.
Yeah, it's called art. people don't understand. It's called, if you want nipples and shit, go pick a fucking Playboy.
Yeah, you don't need nipples. You just need a tentacle raping somebody. Then it's anime.
Right? I love that shit. Hentai? I love that.
Nuts.
But I do love that, the woman. Now, is that of actual somebody or just it just came out that way?
Well, I looked up a picture online and I saw just a lady kind of standing there. So I kind of decided I wanted to draw... You know, how her arms are up and how her body was going.
Yes, Murphy.
Okay, this is weird, but if you look in one spot, the way the little circles are going, you can make out a nipple.
Yeah, you can make...
There's a nipple there.
Oh, Lord.
Look, you can see it right there. They're even doing a little circle pattern. Out of all these, they're going all different crazy ways.
I think
they're
going cross-eyed.
This one right here, it's a nipple.
Yeah, you find nipples out of vaginas.
Right?
And welcome to his dysfunction.
Life gives you lemon, you make lemonade.
They're called scab, my friend.
So
herpes, nature's speed bump.
What influences, though? I mean, you have the family influences, but what about professional influences? Are there
herpes
people
the
that
family.
you seek, you know, books and magazines and art samples that you just hunt for? And
Not really. There's a lot of artists that piss me off, actually.
Really? Why?
Start naming names.
Christopher Lanson. With the Lanson art.
Take it down. We're putting out a hit.
I mean, most of his paintings have the exact same things in them, just in the photorealism doll.
I have no idea.
I know who you're talking about. Oh, I hate that guy.
He just keeps moving
That's the guy
the
down.
Dolphins in different pictures.
He has a gallery down at the Caesars.
Oh, yeah. And then he's like, oh, no, we'll put Mickey on it, and then we have the dolphins coming up.
Yeah, it's dolphins on a Ferrari or dolphins on a vase or dolphins on a dolphin.
And every picture you see of him, he has no shirt on, long blonde hair. His hair looks like
Still
Rama.
Have no idea who people are talking
about. And he just goes down there and he just shows up
Now,
for
just,
an art signing, and he's got a shirt on.
So you actually met him, saw him, or?
Yeah, I've seen him a couple times.
And they got his autograph. She got like a picture of him and shit.
Dude,
he's such a fucking asshole.
What?
Got a picture.
That stinks, man.
Sorry.
So no, she walked up and gave him a flare chop. He's not wearing a shirt.
That would be great. No, I know who you're talking about, and that guy, dude, he's a prick. He is a prick.
I've
seen him in public.
I met an artist downtown. It was actually not too far from here. He says that he went to a party, an art showing party, and Christopher Lansing was there and was hitting on his girlfriend. And ended
What's
up
wrong with that? Oh, I mean, yeah, that's terrible.
That's just wrong.
That's wrong. That's just terrible.
Well, the sad that's thing is she
you?
Didn't get any money.
Don't bitch.
No, I'm good on that.
So what other artists then? I mean, we know who you don't like, Dolphin Guy, shirtless Dolphin Guy. But what? Give me some artists that you do like that you say, wow, you know, just you have to hang that, you have to own that, you have to rip it out of a magazine to keep it with you.
Oh, I like Van Gogh's paintings.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that your MySpace that you like Van Gogh.
Can't go wrong with the classics.
No, you can't.
So what do you like about Van Gogh's the most, just the style? Or more of his story.
I only like one painting, to be honest with you. That's the Starry Night.
Starry
one.
Night.
Other than that, I don't really know much.
Why Starry Night?
I don't know, because that's the most popular one. And
that's what
one,
I was just thinking. It's the most famous picture.
Yeah. You can go to any art store and you see just that picture.
Right.
I mean, he has a few other ones, Night of Stars, but it's all like the same thing.
Whenever I think Van Gogh, I always think of the self-portrait, which I particularly think is pretty cool.
Okay.
I have some culture to me. I swear to God, I'm not all Frank beer burps or anything.
Right. So.
What are you planning on working on next?
This is kind of funny. My mom's probably going to kill me about it, but she had this dream, but she...
She married a black man?
No, she pooped out beautiful snakes.
Pooped?
And people would come around the whole world just to see these snakes.
Damn, now that's a fucking dream.
And she and she wants me to draw a lady with wrapped with snakes around her.
Two girls and a snake?
With poop?
She says they just poop them out and they start crawling. I mean, like,
is your mom
snakes.
On any, like, severe medication?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
So.
But, I mean, it's just,
so
you know, I was thinking snakes. I should draw snakes around ladies.
So you can see, so you can take, Murphy's Pretty Girl that have snakes coming out.
Yeah, but then I'm going to look at that and I'm gonna go, hey, she's hot. And those are poop snakes.
So people know now.
If
people see snakes.
It's all about the
crap.
Poop snakes.
No, the best part is that people came all around the world to see them.
Neon. Snakes.
Neon poop
neon?
Snakes.
Neon beautiful snakes.
Right. So obviously the...
you can't really... You can't give back
I put my head around poop snakes. But what other challenges or what other, you know,
I'm sorry.
Ideas?
Steve Irwin grabbing out of the toilet. Crikey!
I'm going to stick my thumb in its bum.
Oh, dear.
This is a South African poop snake.
I should draw stingrays next.
There you go.
Hey, there you go.
Poop stingrays. There we go.
That's not too early.
Poop snakes, really?
Yes.
Wow. I can see the whole woman wrapped in the snake thing because that's cool.
That's what I'm not going to draw it out of her ass.
Thank you.
Wait, could you have one just like
that? I
can't
do that.
Oh, that'd be just a little bit of the tail. Just separated this far from the... There you go.
It's going to like wrap around her butt cheek.
Dirty mother.
Hey.
You can't do it or you won't do it.
It's a little bit of both. I can do it, though.
All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to wrap this up. Why don't you go ahead and kind of give out your web space.
Give out your web space and all your information. All
right. It's just myspace.com/GRay. You can email me at artbygia@yahoo.com.
And where are you on Fridays?
Well, it's every first Friday. I'm at First Friday. It's the first Friday of each month. I have my booth there. Hopefully, I'll have my website up here pretty soon.
And where at First Friday is your booth usually located?
It's everywhere. Normally, lately, it's been by the Funk House.
Okay, cool.
Very cool. So, check out Las Vegas, you know, a local Las Vegas artist. Thank you. You know, we'll have to do something to, like, destroy the arena before it gets built or something to save it. Because no one wants the art district to go away, you know.
We'll bury a Wrangler's jersey
in the
cement.
I'm pretty
sure
they might move it somewhere else or something, because they already have
more art
shows. Yeah,
good luck with that.
Good luck in this town, you know. But
this town is so...
Anti-culture.
Yeah, anti-culture. And I hate it because I've been here all my life, and I'd see everything fucking just... All the history is gone. It really sickens me. But
if it's that easy for him to trash one of the oldest casinos, like one after another, with not a care in the world,
they're
going to trash
everything. But casinos are a corporate entity, and you know what? Sometimes they can go, you know.
No, dude. No.
But we're talking
like
a local
like
art scene, and you're talking
casinos?
About people who make a living off of this.
But I'm talking about like the Sands, the casinos that actually had the a place historical, in history.
Some historical
the landmark. Right. The landmark. I mean, look, art's not always a painting.
That's true.
So
exactly.
They're going to implode the White House and build up a new one? No.
Put an oil derrick in the front yard.
Yeah, really, huh? All right. But,
so this is Gia Ray. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
Yes, definitely.
I know. It's good. Yes, we haven't had an artist. I don't think we ever assist the Comic Oasis guy. But
yeah.
Or Charles. No, the artist a while ago. Charles. It's been a while.
Yeah, Charles.
It's been a long
Gia,
time.
One more time. Give out your MySpace.
It's just myspace.com/GiaRay.
That's GIARAY.
Yes, it is.
Don't go to REY because that guy looks queer.
Yeah, and Murphy can't spell, so spell it one more time.
GIARAY.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much. And we will be back in just a moment. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
We'll be back.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Does he look like a bitch?
Listen up, you motherfuckers!
Take my stir, I love you!
Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
One, two, three. tongue is a twist.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net.
Spank Wagon!
Just want to point out to everybody out there, if you have anything to say, you want to talk about anything, you can, you know, email us, radio@spankwagon.net.
Is that all the people in the chat room?
Us. And Jawar. I'll tell you, after last week's disaster, it really... I don't know if people thought we were off the air permanently or what.
But, yeah, why do we talk about what happened last week?
Where do we start? where do we start? Because that was just an all-around disaster.
It was a beautiful clusterfuck.
A beautiful clusterfuck. It was a beautiful clusterfuck. I mean, it was still a good time, even though it was...
Spankings for everybody.
Well, I mean, we were able to save some stuff, right?
Yeah. Some of it is saved, yeah. Some of it will never see the light of day. Last week, we did the live show. We were supposed to do the whore off, and it was supposed to be Karma versus Foxy. Now, at about 3 o'clock, I get a phone call from Foxy saying her mom's plane's coming in late. She's not going to be able to make the show. At least Foxy called us. Karma, I haven't heard dick all from her. So as far as we know, she's dead in the highway somewhere. You know... With those giant fucking teeth. Anyway, so we never heard from her.
Never heard from
last
her.
Last
week. I can pay for boobies like that.
What do you call them? You said grown?
Big old titties.
She didn't have big old titties.
She has bigger titties than me.
No, she doesn't.
Who?
Not that I've been looking.
Which one, Carmen or the other?
Karma. Karma.
Oh, Karma had tits?
Karma. Oh, okay. Karma. No, so anyway. Yeah, she had tits.
Never mind.
Yeah, I don't want to knock her down, but I mean...
But you're gonna.
I'm not exactly surprised that she's not dancing anywhere. Let's just leave it at that.
There's a no talk about guests on the show policy.
Yeah. Anyway, so
you're in the microphone. That's right.
keep it on the down low.
That bitch is crazy. Anyway, so we were left with nothing.
What the fuck are you drinking?
Doesn't look familiar.
Raspberry sparkly raspberry birdie.
That's the same shit you were
drinking
right. before?
That's what he was drinking
last
week. Is that
the same week? Bottle?
No.
No.
That shit is bad. That's going to give you the shit.
Cindy buys this shit by the case.
Cindy dug it out the garbage and put it back in the fridge and said this nigga's going to finish it.
I'm just going to add it. I'm just going to add some water, shake it up, more tussin'.
No, it was horrible. Last week, as soon as we show up, we've got no guests. We've got... we had no audio. Audio wouldn't work. And then as we get the video to work, it dies. So we have no video. So no audio, no video. We ain't got shit. Our show was an hour late getting started. And when it finally did get started, we were left with James L. going, "It's okay. I've got DK. And you've got Murphy. And you've got Scrappy and her inability to do an actual bit." And so, I mean, it was an all-around clusterfuck, but we had some fun last week. Because we basically just ramshack all over Cindy's house.
That house is fucking huge.
It is an enormous
place,
isn't it?
You have a really, really nice bathroom.
You
I love that shit. That was awesome.
Yeah, we had to. Cindy, like, come on up here.
I got to talk about your toilet, though.
What? Oh, shit.
That turned into,
yeah, the bathroom downstairs. Don't use that toilet.
That toilet turned into a transformer on me and shit.
It's being replaced.
Yeah, we
weren't able to get a replace before you guys were coming over. Of course, I was in North Dakota at the time, so I have no idea what the hell you guys did last
night. You know, the first thing went through my mind, I was like, God damn, I go to a white person's house and fucking break their shit.
Well, why didn't you use mine? Did you see
he
my
did.
Oh, I did use yours.
We used yours. We almost broke a door down.
I wore your
We had an orgy.
Which doors? My French doors?
No, the bathroom door.
Those ones were wide open.
Was that your robe, the pink robe?
He was running around in your robe.
Dude, I thought that was purple.
Yeah, he was.
Wasn't that purple?
At one point, Decaf was running around
really
with a pink rubber dick hanging out of his zipper.
Yeah, but Jess was supposed to go ahead and...
She wouldn't do shit.
I would have if I was there, but sorry.
Well, we were trying to get her to do some stuff, and even I was going to get in on it.
And why didn't you?
Oh, she
because
did.
Because she bailed out.
Yeah, she would.
I was like, all right, I will do this if you do this. And she came up with an ultimatum that we couldn't...
Did you see the tongue that I left for you guys?
I couldn't find the batteries for
the tongue.
I didn't see the tongue.
See, this is what happened. The deal was we were going to have... Zuzu was going to hold the pink rubber dick between her legs, and Jess was going to suck it. But then it would only be conditional on if I would swing dance with her. I'm like, all right, fucking I'll do it. And she's like, okay, fine, but you can't put it on the video. It's like,
fuck you, whore. What the fuck are we doing?
Everything goes on the video. So
Christopher, somehow visualizing you swing dancing.
I think that's better.
I got to do this. I'm sure you're not used to this. I'm sure you're used to it. You got to get your...
No.
Grab your ears. You gotta get down on this thing.
Okay.
You say swing dance. First thing you do is start grabbing his dick. It's like, no, not that swing dance. Not that kind of swing dance.
Now, don't forget the bowls. So we ran all over the house, and we drank a lot of your alcohol.
Let me ask you, did you actually go to the library, like take the whole library out and put it in your house?
No, let me tell you about that. That is just a collection of... Me, Lane, and Larry. That's it. That's not even all the books either. What we're doing though is we're like going, taking sections and pulling books off. And all right, I'll shut up.
No.
What? Taking sections of books off.
Yeah,
and
no, we're just taking books off that don't apply anymore.
We did get video of that, right?
Sense.
We did get video.
I haven't
of the
seen
bookshelf.
It. Yeah, I've seen it.
Most of the books is about making money.
Making money or D&D books.
Yeah. Like I said, in this big-ass house of shit.
And I saw one Edgar Allan Poe book.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of funny. A lot of the video will never see the light of day because it's just horrific. But some of it's really funny where James L's on the floor screaming about, I need white women. I need the Chug Fest, by the way, didn't make video. For some reason, it didn't record. What are you doing?
I am going to drink. I'm going to drink like it's Friday night.
Look at her just chugging on that thing.
When I get my police jacket on.
She's covering her kids with a police jacket.
Can you see me good? Okay. Metro's finest.
Fuck the open container law, right? This is why I love Cindy. She's just... Now, Cindy, why do you have a giant box of dildos in your office? And when I say a giant box...
Didn't we go over this? We are over
I know, but I love
why?
This story. This
Three
is great.
3 weeks ago.
This is great.
Okay.
Why do you have a giant box of dildos in your office?
Because they are made in Taiwan, and I have to take them to Thailand. They are illegal
are
in
they,
Thailand.
So
what
girls
I have,
aren't allowed to have plastic dicks in
They
Thailand?
Can't have dicks, butterflies, anal butt beads, nothing. Oh,
anal butt beads. Hey, what's a butterfly?
The butterfly is the little thing that has the little waist strap
goes,
and you put it on.
Beep, 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 beep.
And it sits on the clit.
Okay.
Yeah, and it sits on the clit and specifically vibrates that one little area.
Do you know what that one
everything.
Little area is?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan of that one little area.
Well, what about the bunny?
Are you sure?
Oh, the jackrabbit?
Bunny nibbles and the ears move.
Yeah. A friend of mine has a jackrabbit. She swears if it could bring home a paycheck and mow the lawn, she would get divorced.
How much is during the inflation of the guy, how much is a jackrabbit now?
Oh, they're expensive. They're like
$129.
Yeah, $129 on sale.
This motherfucker.
Well, that's because he went shopping with me. No.
Oh, can we tell that story? Can I tell that story?
He's like, $129.
Okay. All right. Now, here's the thing with Cindy. Now, we love her. Cindy's not exactly what you would call...
A normal white girl.
No, Cindy.
Yeah, she's got a bit of a tan.
Sedate.
It's very hard for Cindy to have a relationship with people because
she's up to
Cindy is perfect in small doses. And in large doses, you get irritated very quickly. And this is exactly
we're
why
just gonna drug her up.
Her daughter, who works with her, calls me at least once a week going, I hate my mom!
there.
Once a week, at least. So
can you
Cindy
do that in a girlier voice?
So Cindy says to me one day, she says, "Christopher, I need you to go shopping with me." I said, "Where are we going?" Because whenever Cindy goes shopping, it's always great because it's always an event. Because it's usually like to the mall, or she needs me to go to like Fry's or some shit with her. Says, "You can't tell anyone." Why can't I tell anyone? Because I'm going to be embarrassed. So, of course, I'm telling that story on the radio.
Right.
I need you to go dildo shopping with me. And I'm thinking, hey-o, here we go. Cindy, why do we need to go dildo shopping? And she says, well, you know I'm dating this new guy.
But yeah. I've been in Thailand for how many months?
She'd been in Thailand for like 4 months. So I haven't gotten laid in a while. Like, okay. She says, I need to stretch it out a little.
Dude, every guy likes a tight cuss. Now, you don't need to stretch that out. You want to feel like a virgin.
Wait, don't do that. No.
The reason was because there were no tampons in my house, so I could shove three of those up there and sleep.
Holy shit. Then, honey, how many dildos do you stick up in you?
No, it was
just the four.
I've never heard that about.
Wait. I said, so you haven't slept with him yet? She says, no, I have a rule. I said, what's that? She says, well, I told him on the first date I wouldn't sleep with him. Like, okay. But I sucked his dick. So I'm like,
no,
that's totally different.
I told him, I says, I'm old-fashioned, I have morals, I got scruples.
All right, okay.
She's got scruples, but she's not afraid to play with the balls.
We'll take a vote. A really, really fucking good blowjob or actually fucking. Which one would you prefer?
Really good blowjob.
I'll take the blowjob.
I'll take the fucking blowjob. So you gave him what he wanted.
I told him I'm old fashioned. I got morals. I got scruples. I won't sleep with you, but I'll suck you off. I mean, what's wrong with that?
There is nothing wrong with
that. So let's test the level of the morals. Is it spit, swallow, or on the face?
Both. All.
little bit of both. And she likes it, you know, in the face, down the throat.
She's a winner. This is why I love
in the fish tank.
I come home with that, like,
cum plastered hair. There's something about Cindy. It's like half the hair is completely off at a 45-degree angle.
It makes it so it's soft. You get softer hair when you get the cum in
there.
No,
you just keep a bottle of Bile Silk in
your
purse.
Don't worry about it.
So we go to the porno place. We go to the...
Trench is losing it. I'm asking Christopher for
advice. She's asking for advice and opinion.
What size to get, yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. This one might be a little too big. First thing I want, preparation.
This one might be a little...
Oh, shit! Decaf is down.
Rolled off his chair.
Down goes Decaf. Down goes Decaf. So we're in the porno store, and she's like,
"I did get that on camera. That is all."
Which one should I get? And of course, you know me. I'm looking for the 6 foot double ended one that's about the same circumference around as this champagne bottle. I'm like, "You should get that one." No.
That's not the right size.
That's too small. You know what's funny?
This is better.
She would not buy any black ones. I'm going to say that now.
Let me tell you what's funny. The funniest thing, I think, other than...
Other than you just falling on your ass?
And seeing Trisha constantly turn the microphones down. It's like he raises it up when people get quiet and he's like driving his shit.
Oh, God.
Okay, no. All right, James.
No, hold on. I got to finish the story. So, Cindy, seriously, we were in there. We were in there for 40 minutes. 40 minutes looking for the right one.
Forever.
Finds the right one. I'm like, okay, is that it? She's like, that's it. Okay. I said, do you need any lube or anything? No, I'm good. The next day I get a text message.
No, we bought lube.
Did you buy lube? That's right, she bought lube.
Right.
The next day I get a text message and this is it. It fit! And that was, oh my God. And then I asked her, well, I didn't get to watch? What's going on with that? You've got a webcam. What the hell? So anyway.
All right, James L.
The reason that Cindy is here tonight.
The real reason.
I understand, or rumor has it, that you are a big, big, big Patriots fan.
Yes, I am. What happened? Yeah.
Well, I am here to present you with the third official NFL autograph from my nephew who got drafted to the Patriots. This was the third magazine he signed for you.
Here's
his stats and a couple articles. They were in the newspaper and everything.
Oh, shit.
Now, the funny thing is, he didn't get drafted on draft day.
No, he didn't get drafted.
Yeah, I know, because I actually sat and watched 10 hours of it.
You know what happened was on the fourth round, Fox 5 News.
Not Fox 5 here in Vegas, but
no, Fox 5 in Fargo announced that
Wait, they have electricity?
Yeah. Oh, well, don't even get me started. But they announced that he got picked up in the fourth round, and he didn't. So then
the team stopped looking.
Yeah, so they stopped looking, even though Kipper kept Flash, and he was ranked the number second favorite draft. But afterwards, Cleveland sent him a ticket, Tampa, Arizona, one other team, and then the Patriots, and he left last night, and he's there today.
Oh.
So that was for you, and that was his third signature he did after the draft.
I think I'm about to cry. Wow. Is that why you got to be all liquored up first?
Yeah, because it wasn't the vet.
Wow.
This is where you say thank you, dude.
Well, as soon as he gets a uniform and all that stuff, we'll definitely get your real
autograph. Thank you on the microphone is not what she's going to receive at the next break.
Hair plastered back at a 45-degree angle.
Remember that bio silk? You better have some.
Now.
Oh, let me tell you what we're doing tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the company's actually been in business for 2 years, but unfortunately they haven't had such good advertising until Christina's come along. And it's called Night Tours, okay? And what they're doing is, listen to this, $69 for women, $79 for guys. It's a club crawl. So we meet at the Caramel, at the Bellagio. Then we're going to, what's the name of the club? The Bank.
You're asking me like I'm going.
We're going to the Bank.
I'm going to be lucky if I go to Iron Man tomorrow.
We're going to Reigns.
You didn't go tonight?
Yeah, we're going to Reigns. We're going to Voodoo. We're going to Playboy. And it includes the limousine, all your drinking, pass lines, VIP, all your covers, everything. Now, where the hell in Vegas can you get a limo and do four clubs? Drink with the limo.
I'm trying to figure out where you can be black and poor and get a limo.
No way.
And we'll get past that part first, and then we'll go and do the rest.
Well, there's seven of us that are going to be club crawling tomorrow night with Night Tours. Anybody interested, they've got a brand new website up on MySpace, or you could call 1-877-600-NITE and talk to Christine. So,
outstanding.
Yeah, we'll let you know what happens tomorrow night. Cool. It ought to be a blast. I mean, you get assigned a host or a hostess and stuff, and then they just cruise you through.
So what if it takes off and there's like 30, 40 people who want to do it?
They just what they're doing is they do all kinds of tours. They could set them up like if you want to take your wife out and do something special. Yeah. And
what about if you want to take your mistress out and do something special? Will they occupy your wife for you?
Well, you're so sweet.
I'm sure they'll go ahead and make sure that you're covered one way or another. I don't know, but they do all kinds of special stuff. And this girl and Christine's really awesome, the one that's running it. And if everything works out here, they're going to take it off to San Francisco. So.
Outstanding.
Yeah, so we're looking forward, and I'll let you know next week what happens.
Man,
very cool. Now can I see this bottle? You showed up in
this
a vest
is
out front. Now again, fuck the open container law. Cindy shows up out front with a bottle of what is this? Is
it is Bach. Okay,
Cindy, into the mic.
Okay. Back. It's Bosca Raspberry Sparkle Teeny by Verde. It is a raspberry.
And he laughed at me for trying
wait.
No.
That had way too many vowels and consonants. It's hooch.
Cindy, hold on just a second.
Oh, no. Smell it.
This is not champagne.
Yeah, it is.
This is a malt beverage with natural flavor. This is just malt liquor.
This is why you like it, DK.
This is why we drink it out of the bottle. And this is why Cindy's got 14 cases of it at her house, okay?
We know. We had a good supply of it the other night.
This is good stuff, boy.
It's
now, what is happening?
I got a bra on.
Bras generally.
That's amazing.
Did you
come
to my
I do
am
too.
I really low?
Look at it.
I'm keeping.
Oh,
check it out. Look at it. It's a bra.
Yeah, it's a bra. But what is happening here? What is this?
Those are my bling bling straps.
Get this on the cam. Get this on the cam.
They're you know what? Give me
straps.
A tick.
Is it plastic see through?
Yeah.
Plastic see through straps with rhinestones.
That's pretty fucking hot.
Ain't it?
So why do the see through if you're doing rhinestones?
Because you got to see the rhinestones through the strap.
Right.
Zuzu, what kind of bra do you have on?
Bling, bling.
Victoria's Secret. Very sexy.
Okay, this is a notorious. Oh, well, she's just sporting charms. Come on now.
Hey, well, okay. We can't see her bra.
Is it an ID?
Is it magically delicious?
ID.
Very sexy.
I got a feeling underneath the 9-inch nails T-shirt and the cargo pants that
beat
Zuzu,
your motherfucking
Zuzu's
ass.
Sporting some Victoria's Secret. She's got
like
sexy time.
Really lacy, yeah.
I know she's got sexy time happening.
I was just checking.
Were you just checking
I was,
what kind of
James L. I was actually going to bring you a G-string, and then I was going to walk in when I walked in and interrupted your guest and drop my pants and take this one off. But then I noticed we had kids here. And I was
there
like,
are no kids here. You can go ahead and take that one off.
Well, there were kids.
Oh yeah. What were they, like 12 and 14?
She was 19, 20. The other boy's going to be 21. 19, 21, 17.
Yeah.
Which one was 21?
The boy,
none of them.
The guy.
Oh, the dude.
No,
guy.
The boy's going to turn 21.
What about the little rail thin girl? What?
Oh, she's 7. She's 18.
Seven, 18.
She looked like she was like 15 or 16. She
I know,
as
I was all hot.
Much as one of your thighs, we came to the conclusion.
Yeah, we also get the conclusion she weighed as much as one of your boobs.
God bless Valley High School.
When they're wet. When they're wet.
Cindy's boobs are phenomenal. We love Cindy's boobs. You haven't seen Cindy's boobs.
I saw...
Spank wagon boobs.
I saw boobs.
No,
but
Cindy's
not her boobs.
I see your boobs.
Cindy's boobs have
you
had
got
spank boobs. Wagon written across them.
I see your
really?
Boobs.
Contest.
Oh, yeah. I see your boobs, Murphy.
We painted spank wagon across her
boobs. No,
I don't. Not anymore. They did. I finger painted spank wagon across her boobs. And
is that your cousin?
Kind of.
Your mother is your cousin.
No, it's going like, to get weird again.
No, actually,
it's not. There's no blood or marriage.
My uncle George has been living with
my aunt Gail.
His aunt Gail
for 30 years.
Yeah.
So
no blood, no marriage.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. Hence, it's legal in Alabama.
Woo! I'm there.
But he's still obligated.
Yeah.
To do what?
Anything.
Sexually harass her every chance I get.
Yep.
And fix my computers.
Yeah, that too.
Well, he does that for everybody. He's such a whore.
Now, I break all the records, though.
All right.
She does. She breaks everything. Now, who do you have with you here real quick?
Oh,
I know,
Joe.
I know we got news we have to get to, but this gentleman, I hear there's an interesting story to this guy.
Yeah, he drives a nice-ass fucking Corvette.
He drives a nice-ass vet.
He has a nice-ass Corvette he parked next to my Toyota to make my shit look like it's
cheaper than
trashy.
It is?
Cheaper than
Cindy, why don't you show Decaf your what you got on under there anyway?
Oh,
here
she
goes.
Nice.
There you go.
Dude, why are you doing that when I don't have a camera on?
Yeah,
shit?
You good thing you did do it during my interview because if he did it during the interview, I wouldn't have been able to finish the interview. So I'm so glad that you didn't do it during the interview.
Cindy's got a bow hanging out of her zipper.
Nice. It's funny.
Tuck your bows in. Okay, so, sorry, I know this is a really low mic. Sorry, dude. Tell everyone your name.
My name is Joel.
Joel, and there is some sort of weird or interesting story to you. Cindy.
Playboy dentist.
Playboy dentist.
How does this work?
I'm a dentist in Las Vegas, and...
He does dinner work at Playboy's bunnies.
On MySpace, I used to be called just Tigger Che, and then I was... gathering women by the truckloads on the damn page, and I requested one girl, and she said, "I am not going to be your friend." And I typed her back. I said, "Why?" And she says, she looked at my page, and she said, "You're nothing but a Playboy dentist with all those naked girls on your page."
So that is sacrilegious. Any woman should be happy as pig and shit to love that.
So I just...
He said it one more time.
I say it again.
Pig and shit.
So I said, wow, what a great name. So I changed it to Playboy Dennis, and that was it.
There
so
we go. Now, Decaf and I met you the night of Cindy's birthday party.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
the,
shit.
The rolling clusterfuck that was that night. And,
no, it was a clusterfuck. That was a good...
It was a great time. Yeah, you
except for when we got to the
stood in line for 45 minutes to go up an escalator.
Yeah, that's when it got shitty. Yeah,
so I could have one of your friends freak out and attach themselves to me and wouldn't let go.
Anita.
No, use the motherfucker that was going back and forth about your ears and shit.
Oh yeah, well my eardrum popped as we were going up the goddamn thing.
He said, "I'm about to pass out." This is my first hold up the garbage can. I was like,
dude, that shit hurt.
I thought you were gonna pass out.
Dude, seriously, my eardrum popped on the way up.
Oh lord!
Dude, is that your penis? Tell me I didn't just see your penis.
Mine?
Oh, Jesus.
He has to figure it out.
I need some eye bleach. Stat.
No, here's what Lane does. When you see something really awful, like a really bad girl or a bad guy, okay? Especially when they're in the club or they're at the Tropicana wearing a muumuu, okay? That's like really
dude,
bad.
Dude, that is... Okay. Kick that bitch
Lane
out.
Lane takes alcohol. He puts his fingers in alcohol and washes his eyes.
Oh, you know, I kind of do the same thing to people. I have pictures of Foxy on my phone, and then I'll freak people. I'm like, oh, she's hot. Yeah. And all of a sudden, oh, she's got a penis. Which I, funnily enough, don't find all that amazing, but most people are freaked out by that. I don't know.
You like the ding-dongs?
I don't like the ding-dongs, but there's just...
He's done with the ho-hos, the ding-dongs, and I hope he plays with his Twinkie. Come on now.
What?
You play with the ding-dongs every time you're
in... Yes, every time at your office, I grab the dildos, and I chase you around the house with them.
Does anybody else find that bizarre?
With Murph? No.
Oh, is that the dick?
Exactly. That's exactly it.
What I'm shocked about is you don't dip that shit in peanut butter first.
The chunky kind.
Nature's speed bump?
Exactly.
So Playboy did this.
Yes.
So what did the...
Yeah.
Now, I know.
Can you hook me up with some nitrous? That's question number one.
I know the teeth are very important to them. So, have you? What's the worst that you've seen in an actual girl's mouth that you had to fix? Dentistry one.
The worst thing I've seen.
Yeah.
One girl had one of those, the little tongue things for, sucking cock. I mean, and she had apparently while doing it, she busted out her teeth from it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
How bad are you? Wait. If she's sucking dick and she knocks her own teeth out. She knocked her own teeth out. She's like, oh, yeah. Oh, crack.
Was another dick coming in for the action?
But the funny part is he makes it sound like this is an ordinary thing.
What I did tell her was, I said, obviously the tool that was being used prior was too small.
Hey-o.
Cause she did she get it confused then? Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't know.
She's like, oh, that's it right there.
Well, wait a minute. She's chomping down on shit. Maybe she shouldn't be in porn.
If only we used wacky sound effects.
I don't think she was in porn.
Breaking glass sound effect.
There you go. Oh, my God.
So how did you fix her?
Well, she ended up having two crowns, one veneer, and
a larger tool put in her mouth.
Right. And then a root canal.
How much did that blowjob cost?
For her, it was obviously quite expensive. I mean, you think she got paid for it, but apparently, she paid me. I didn't. Well, no, I didn't get the blowjob, but she paid me $3,600.
Damn.
Have you ever gotten a blowjob from one of your patients?
After services were said, done, and paid for, of course.
Right after hours.
All right, now I'm going to put this gas mask on your face, and don't worry, the unzipping sound you hear is perfectly normal.
How do you do it in a dental chair?
Carefully.
Very carefully.
But it holds
up. I have a dentist joke.
Okay.
It's kind of clean, but it's kind of funny. A dentist goes on a date with a beautiful brunette. They have dinner and go see a movie. After the movie, she invites him over to her place. She sees him washing his hands. She says, "You must be a dentist." He said, "Well, yes. How did you know? By the way you wash your hands." A few minutes later, they go make love for 5 minutes. She says, "You're a real good dentist." He says, "Well, thank you. How did you know?" "I didn't feel a thing."
Oh! Hey-o. All right, Trench, load us up some music. Let's take a quick break.
Hold on. Oh, One more question before the break. What? Have you stuck any instruments in a girl's pussy?
Yes. It wasn't technically an instrument, but it was a frozen Tyrolia wine bottle.
What?
It's about the size of that bottle. If you want to freeze it, I'll try it. It works really well. What you do is I numbed it because after I numbed her out and then used this.
You numbed her, then used your phone?
Yeah. Well, what was on the phone?
Dick. Okay.
Yes.
What are you looking at over there?
What is that?
I want him to say it.
That's what you want.
Here, well, you go ahead and say it. Whatever.
What?
Is it your ding-a-ling?
No, I can't read. At Jet Nightclub in the Marat. Oh.
Wrong one.
We are...
A Friday night DUI joke.
How do you know when you're too drunk to drive? When you swerve to miss a tree and realize it's the fucking air freshener hanging from your mirror.
Oh,
all right.
I got.
Oh, one more? One more.
All right, play boy dentist.
An 80-year-old woman goes to her doctor. She says, "Doctor, I believe I have crabs. And what's more unusual is I'm still a virgin." He says, "That's not possible. How can you have crabs if you're still a virgin?" He says, "Doctor, I do not know, but I believe I have crabs. Can you help me?" So he says, "Well, let me take a look." So he puts her up in the stirrups. He lifts up her dress. He pulls down her panties. He says, "Oh, dear, those are not crabs. Those are flies circling around a rotten cherry."
And with that,
thank you. Spankwagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
Alrighty, we're back. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio, baby. What the? Oh. I was like, where the fuck did he
did
go? I know. I was just looking at Murphy. I looked at myself for a second. Looked down, looked back up. The motherfucker was gone. I was like, where the fuck did he go?
I was putting shit away. Wow.
Yeah, I almost peed my pants last. That was fucking
you fell
three
on
tampons.
Your ass.
Dude, are you hurt? I mean, seriously. I know you said your knee's hurting.
No, my knee bothered me for a little bit, but certain things is taking the pain away. That was a good ass champagne, though, man. That is some top. That is.
I don't know. Probably that's the dentist.
There's a black man peering out of my vitamin water. He's looking for a team that could possibly take him to a championship. Holy cow!
I think I start rolling Shaq out of a wheelchair.
about ready, dude. As it is.
Yeah.
He's in Phoenix now, right?
Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yep.
Phoenix.
Yep. Wow. West Coast, East Coast, West Coast, all within 5 years.
Yeah. Well.
You know what's funny is the West Coast. You know, all the teams of the West were so close. Like, they're only 5 games apart. Oh, and then most of the series was all like sweeps or blowouts.
It's all complete blowouts.
Yeah. It was just like they tried to, you know, the NBA was trying to finally hold on to something to make the first half of the playoffs interesting, and that shit fell through too.
Well, there's a problem with the NBA playoffs. They're like 6.5 months long.
I know. They're longer than this fucking season.
Well, the playoffs last longer than the hockey playoffs. I mean, the hockey playoffs are finally heading into their semifinals, finally, you know, and shit's like that. But, no, the thing is with the NBA, man, the NBA hasn't been like something to watch since the 90s. I don't think the NBA has really made any viewer advancements in the last decade.
Yeah, I mean they got the superstars and everything like that. You know, the superstars never really went away, but it's just kind of like, you know, it's not really legendary. But I think it is. Another thing is you don't have the same teams together, and that's for a lot of sports. You know, like next year it's like half the team is fucking different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
of free agency. So
the other thing, too, is, I mean, the age of Jordan really has changed a lot of things. I mean, since he's been gone, we've lost a lot of the big guys, you know, like, you know, Charles Barkley. You know, is Malone still playing? I don't think he's playing.
No, he's out.
Yeah, Malone's not playing. You know, it's a different game now.
Yeah. I mean, the Dream Team was the fucking Dream Team.
That was it. That was like the peak right there. So.
Now the Dream Team is, you know, some real good players and some other players who didn't finish high school, so they could dunk, but they can't fucking shoot the ball from 10 feet out.
Right.
That's most of the players of the fucking NBA.
Yeah, no shit.
Or can't shoot free throws. So, but I want to talk about what you wanted to bring up.
I wanted to talk about underage white girls.
Oh, here we go again.
It was perfect to have some on the show.
Exactly. I don't think she was a white girl, but she was cute. Yeah. I'll give her that. She was a little rail thin little fucking thing.
Yeah, but she wasn't on.
No, she wasn't. She was just back here firing out comments. And I don't think anybody else heard.
I didn't hear anything.
I want to talk about some of the pictures of Miley Cyrus that have popped up. First, there was those ones that were her, then weren't her, and now these Vanity Fair ones that have come up with her basically topless. What the fuck is going on?
Okay, the Vanity Fair one, is that the one of her showing her back?
That's the one of her showing her back.
Is that the official picture? Is that the picture they're talking about?
That is the big picture that everyone's talking about now, because it was shot by Annie Leibovitz, and Disney's making a big deal out of this. But
she's Jewish?
No, well, Disney's like, Leibovitz, she convinced her to do it, and it's not right. And then it came out that her parents were there.
Her grandmother was there.
And they okayed
it. Her teacher was there.
But Annie Leibovitz, she has done this, these Dream Come True campaign photos for Disney for the last 2 years. It's got like David Beckham as Prince Charming, and there's this really cool one with Beyonce, Oliver Platt, and the guy, the creepy looking guy who was married to Julia Roberts.
I love it.
Yeah,
love
as it. as the Mad Hatter, Alice, and the hair. She's done a lot of Disney photos, and Disney's kind of turned their back on her because this Miley Cyrus backlash that's going on.
Do you think it's really backlash, or do you think it's more that she's getting more popular off of it?
I think it was done purposefully by her and her parents to kind of maybe get her away from some of the Disney stuff. They still want to use Disney as a vehicle to advance her because she's freaking phenomenally huge. But on the same note, they want to prepare her for that move forward, like Anne Hathaway did. You know, Anne Hathaway had this weird contract. Yeah, she had this weird contract where she couldn't do anything adult-natured for 2 years after her last Disney film. Really? And the first film she does...
Man, when they say Disney own you, they really do fucking own you, don't
well,
they?
Dude, Disney, yeah, I mean, Disney, they're going to protect all rights and images of any films that you're in. They want to have, you know, they make G-rated films, and they want you to have the squeakiest of squeaky clean life.
Her first film after Anne Hathaway, after that contract expired, she fucks a gang member in a hotel room to be jumped into his gang. She plays this little white girl in the suburbs who wants to be a hardcore gangster.
What movie is that? Oh,
I wish I could remember the name of it. If anyone in the chat room knows, go ahead and fire it.
Wikipedia will have it.
Yeah, no, IMDb.
It was, I tell you, it was hot. She looks good without a top on. She gets naked in it, too. It's,
really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm fucking
look up Anne Hathaway naked. But this Miley Cyrus thing, I don't know. You know, having a teenage daughter who watches Hannah Montana, like in 9.5 hours a day.
You know, the picture that was kind of more disturbing to me was her and her dad more than her other right?
them, now, like, that picture,
yeah, laying there, hands on the legs and all that kind of shit. Now, that's the kind of shit that kind of like, ooh, you know.
Yeah,
but her, you know, the cover, I was like, eh.
I actually thought the picture that has all good. The controversial with it is a really,
really beautiful picture.
Artistic,
yeah.
Well done picture.
Yeah, but imagery like that does
wrong
not.
With it. Because you don't, all you see is her back.
You're right.
Mean, the rest of her is covered up, and it looks very good.
Yeah, but imagery like that does not conform to the Disney expectation of who you
are. Well, neither does showing off underwear for Disney either. But they had a bunch of those pictures, too, just to sell the underwear. And there's little girls in bras and panties with Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Again.
And a poo and a Winnie the Pooh doll in their hands.
Mm-hmm. That right there is... breeding ground for fucking pedophiles.
Okay, well, yeah, I agree. I mean,
Havoc. That's the name of the movie.
Havoc. Thank
you. Havoc.
Havoc.
Nice. Go ahead, Trench.
I was going to say, though, is, you know, it's again, a nice, wonderful corporation that doesn't know... It knows what it wants, and it knows what it's going to do to control what it wants. You know, it did not want this Miley Cyrus image in this form. Yeah, it was trying to sell underwear. Yeah, they were trying to be naive and saying, oh, no one's going to look at these underwear ads as anything other than underwear ads. But with the Miley Cyrus photos, those are blatantly meant to be something else other than a cute little underwear ad.
Is that what she was advertising?
Well, no, the magazine, what, no. Vanity Fair, is that what the magazine is?
Yeah, it's Vanity Fair.
Well, come on now. If you're going to Vanity Fair, you're going to be perceived as like an older type of...
See, and that's
you know,
where I think it's
more mature.
And that's where I think it's her parents and her management really pushing that. But with that photo, yes, it was artistic, but you could blatantly see
overreaction.
She's naked underneath this sheet. And,
well,
I mean, I can see where the outrage comes from, but on the
I'm naked underneath this shirt, too, man.
Yes,
I'm
I know.
I'm naked underneath all of my clothes, too.
I'm naked underneath my big white sheet with the pointy... Never mind.
Dude, go put that back in the trunk.
I mean, I can see where the outrage is coming from, but then again, a lot of it is coming from people who just knee-jerk reaction and overreact to shit.
Well, my favorite... go ahead, Gav.
No, I was going to ask you, do you think it's because of of her age or whatever, or do you think it's because the parents and the whole situation? What is it that you don't like about it?
What I don't like about it, one, is the age, because I'm noticing right now it's going to be another one of those Hollywood trends. It's going to be another one of the Paris Hilton doesn't really count, but you know the Olsen twins and
Lindsay Lohan's
and, oh, she's hot. And stuff like that, where
Firecrush?
Everybody wants
to eat that shit to Tuesday.
Jesus.
Oh my god!
You know, everybody's looking for that next, you know, hot model, and I don't think they're letting the teen models just be teenagers. You know, they're trying to force them into that adult scape, and that's the creepy part.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with your character.
Look at Britney Spears, for crying out loud. She is the one basically that started all this shit, and now she's still stuck in denial, like Michael Jackson, who thinks he's like 12 years old.
Well, no, hang on a sec. Let's go back 15 years or so. Kate Moss was, 16 years old when she did her first photos, and it was similar to that. Now, granted, she didn't have the teen bop career that Miley Cyrus does, but this isn't anything new.
No. So do you think it's because of her popularity and her popularity alone? It's because she's the icon of fucking Disney. Disney.
It's a scope of popularity. It's who she's marketed to.
And it's why she's famous. And that's why I think these photos might have been a little inappropriate. I mean, the same thing happened. Hillary Duff kind of went down that road, and then Disney or Nickelodeon almost disowned her. And in her next movie, she plays a a Russian prostitute in her next film.
She's hot too.
Yeah, she is hot. I think that it's ill placed for these photos. I don't think it's appropriate.
No,
just especially for her fan base, and you know who's seeing her. You know, you're looking at girls between 8 and 12. They're Hannah Montana. Next thing you know, Hannah Montana's naked in with a sheet.
Okay. Then in that case, if you were a person and you got because it's typecast into one fucking character all the time. What would you try to get out of that to try to do something different? Or would you, I mean, like Denzel Washington, even Denzel was talking about how he got typecast as always being the good guy, the hero. Then he did Training Day where he was the bad guy. And a lot of people didn't like it, you know, his role in Training Day because, he was this and that and he was evil and because they want good guy Denzel who's the hero. You know what I mean? So, I mean, as her, do you think that maybe she's at home like, fuck, I'm tired of being Disney's fucking whore and I want to do something different?
But
well,
she's
every
still,
actor feels that way. Nobody wants to be typecast.
But she's still 15 years old. She needs to act, behave, and be and in the public limelight needs to
15?
Be.
All right,
no,
you know
she
what?
Doesn't.
15-year-olds can't act that way anyways. They all think they're adults anyways. I mean, from 12 to 20, they think they're adults. I mean, it's their parents that need to do it.
Yeah, yes. Parents. But let's take two people from one show that went into an adult career very differently. We're talking about Saved by the Bell. Elizabeth Berkley did Showgirls in 96 or 97.
She's hot. Greatest career move ever, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, if you absolutely want to ruin your life and career, right there was
perfect. No, she didn't ruin it.
She didn't ruin it. I mean, she's gotten parts since then. Nothing spectacular and fantastic. But let's look at it. When you look at the cast of Saved by the Bell, who
Dude,
do you think of?
What has she done?
Yeah, you're right.
Elizabeth Berkley.
She did.
Screech. Doing porn.
See, nothing. She has done nothing.
She's had
you can't
bit
even
parts
say
and
anything.
She's had bit parts and things. Let's see. There was was that movie with
porn,
Sarah Jessica
the
Parker?
The porn that you watched last night?
Yeah, she did that. There was that First Wives Club. She was in that.
Was she?
Yep. She's been she's had reoccurring parts on a couple of different television shows. She's had some smaller parts in movies. Nothing as big as her part in Showgirls was. But when you look at who would she rather be? Yes, she's been ostracized from the Saved by the Bell crew because she took her clothes off. Or A.C. Slater, who is now hosting Pet Star on Animal Planet.
Well, the thing is, she's getting a lot of work. She's been on Law & Order. She's been on CSI. She's been on Without a Trace. She's been on a lot of TV shows and stuff like that, so she's still going to work.
She's constantly working.
Yeah.
Well, and then there's Screech, who
Screech did the porn tape, and he's an asshole. But then it looks like Mark Paul Gosselaar or whatever, and he did a whole run on NYPD Blue.
He had a season on NYPD Blue. So did Rick Schroeder.
Yeah.
Schroeder.
Yeah, there. That whole.
Isn't he a peanut?
Honestly, if you look at everyone who came off that show, Elizabeth Berkley, she's the most successful. Tiffany
most
Amber
successful.
Thiessen, haven't heard from her since she had that failed show on Fox.
She's right.
Wait, who
and
was that?
Tiffany Kelly Kapowski.
Oh right, yeah, she's
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
That was the name of the show. Or are you talking about her name on the
that
show?
That was her name on the show. Yeah. Yes, I know. Nerd check.
Wow.
Kelly Kapowski.
Where's
yeah.
The
okay.
Geek bag?
Mark Paul Gosselaar again, one season of Saved by or of the NYPD Blue. Slater, who's now hosting freaking Pet Star on Animal Planet. Screech, who's done porn.
Now that's a job.
And convinced 17,000 people to buy T-shirts from him so he could save his house. Mr. Belding, who's still doing Saved by the Year Bell fucking whatever.
College.
I got his autograph.
College years. I mean, when you look at people who've
Did
made
you
it successful.
Shut up?
I got Mr. Belding's autograph. Ooh, yes,
oh,
I do.
Oh, Lord.
Bayside Tigers.
Hated. And what was that one thing that. Did you see that on TMZ where it was like photos of him with all these young girls?
Yeah, I saw
that.
That
was so
looking
gross.
Creepy. Not good. Not good.
That was so disturbing.
I don't know. I mean, whose career would you rather see? Whose career would you rather have?
I'd rather have the girls still make $1 billion for Disney. But. But right? I mean I understand, and you're probably right. It probably is gonna. I really don't think it's gonna hurt her career because it's Sinbad. After the whole fucking what's his name, the dude from Seinfeld, Michael
Richards,
Michael's Richards thing, Ooh. And because Sinbad was in the audience that day, he went off. He's a nigga.
Yeah.
He's a nigga. Yeah,
he was like he thought that it was. That he just got pushed too far.
And I'll tell you what Sinbad said. He did an interview. He's like, well, do you think his career is over? He's like, no, your career is never done in Hollywood. You'll always be forgiven.
Right? So insane about this.
This should be my theme song.
No shit.
She's got the rap hand strong.
That is great.
Wow.
Let me tell you, I probably play that shit like 100, 200 times at work. Fucking loud, blasted through the whole fucking IT department and shit.
Nice.
People are uncomfortable, like, not exactly sure how to respond.
Could you turn that down?
Hey. You're not offended by that?
Excuse me, but...
Let me try harder.
I love Zuzu's nerd voice.
Excuse me, guys, but can you please turn that down? I'm really offended.
Holy... You know what? I want to play a game real quick. And
you
I hate
play
to do
Life?
This.
Monopoly?
Spin the bottle, bitch. No.
If
you know,
can find an empty...
Oh, sorry.
If only we could find an empty box. Something happens in this studio quite frequently, and it's one of us makes a reference to something, and somebody in particular doesn't get it.
Is this a drinking game?
No, it's not a drinking. You can drink, but no, someone in particular doesn't get it. You know what I'm talking about, and I just want to, the top, what do you think the top three references, I just want to see if Zuzu gets it. The top three references we usually make. What do you think they usually are?
That people don't get?
No, that one person in particular doesn't get.
That one person. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We have three big ones that we usually make that she just doesn't get. You know?
And these two don't even get it.
No.
They don't even know what you're fishing for.
Oh, we do, we do.
Yeah, it's just kind of hard to...
So if we go Maverick and Goose on people...
Oh, you talk about those.
So if we go Maverick and Goose, do you know who Maverick and Goose are or where they come from?
No, I'm retarded and I don't know what that is.
You know what Skynet is?
Should I get the Iceman in here?
Oh, shit. Okay, very good. Okay.
Skynet.
Skynet, no, I don't
know. If I say that someone, like, I got a new Roomba the other day, I put new firmware in it, it wound up vacuuming my floor and now it's looking for Sarah Connor. Do you know what we're going with that?
The Terminator?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Wow, who doesn't know who Sarah Connor is? I mean, you've got to
just this one person.
Like 12 years old if you don't know who Sarah Connor is.
Oh, crap. Now, if I look over there and call Trench a disgusting fat body, do you know where we're going with that one?
La, la, la. No.
Help me out here.
What is that?
Give me another one.
He can suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
No. Yeah, who's your favorite listener of all time who was here?
My favorite.
Who was here in the studio with us?
There was only like six people here. So.
Oh. Favorite listener.
Your favorite listener of all time.
Oh, Ben.
Yeah. And his name.
Okay. Jesus Christ. It takes a while to get this.
I'm like fishing for
Joker.
Ben.
Joker.
Do you know where we're going with that one?
Wait, what?
Joker.
No.
That one's a little rough.
Joker.
That's a little.
No.
You know.
$5, sucky, sucky. Love you long time.
Well, yeah, I get that one.
Well, it's the same movie.
Oh, that's from the same movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What movie is that?
What is that be? What the fuck?
Matthew Bodine.
Well, you can keep naming people off, but I will not be able to remember what the name of that is.
Arlie Army.
Hello!
Emery.
That's a Full Metal Jacket.
That's what it is. I can tell you what's on the cover of the case, but I can't tell you what the name of the fucking thing.
Okay, I just wanted to go down that road. I know you guys are giving me the evil eyes. I just wanted to I just wanted to tell if it was... Uh-oh, you're going to have to come and unlock it.
No big deal. It's almost over anyway.
I wanted to tell if it was from the vagina or if it was from the age. What was it that was preventing her from getting that?
Yes.
Probably. Yes.
No, because Zuzu has a vagina and she still gets those.
But not all of them.
A vagina and the boobies.
But I got one more thing for you guys.
Okay.
Scariest thing you ever see. I will top you. Scariest thing you ever seen.
Scariest thing I've ever seen.
In a movie, in real life.
Real life.
In real life, a homeless guy with maggots in his leg and they were crawling around and the skin was moving with them.
That's pretty good.
That and Trench Naked.
That's pretty good.
Oh, you saw that?
What's scariest thing
Why
you
are you at my window because at night?
I'm not at your window. I'm seeing the webcam.
I'm going to stump you, my friend. Go on with the scariest.
Oh, I don't know. I don't really have anything that's super scary.
What's the scariest thing you see, man?
Dude, your dad worked on the railroad and used to take you to the frickin' wrecks.
Yeah, but he would take me. I mean, it was that's like after the bodies scary. Were cleared. Kind of desensitized to that stuff.
Time's running short, man.
I don't know. I don't know. Tell, just top him. I don't.
No. It's gotta be both of you guys.
I don't have anything on the top of my head that's scary.
I've seen his wife pissed off.
No, you got something. That's pretty bad. No, it's something scary. It's something that's going to top everybody because it's the scary shit I've seen, the scary shit you've seen, and the scary shit you've seen. We've seen it all at the same time.
Well, the thing down on Fremont.
Yes!
Oh.
What?
Thanks, dude. I'd almost gotten that out of my head.
That was the scariest.
What is it?
I don't know what the fuck it was.
It was human at one point in its life.
It may have had a sexual orientation, but we're not sure what it is.
It was a little creature looking.
Did you see
it
again?
No, I just thought
about
it.
You're just flashing back to that?
Yeah, I just thought about this.
Dude, we saw this individual walking down the street.
What the fuck it was.
A mongoloid would be repulsed by this thing.
Think
staring make me go your way.
You see, now, I'm a big black guy. You know, Church is a pretty big guy.
Murphy's just a tall guy.
Yeah, no, but he's a tall guy. This little thing made us all go three different fucking directions. We really did. We saw it. All three of us went,
it was like two girls, one cup walking towards us.
We were like, oh.
But not even that entertaining. It was just disgusting and foul.
It was just wrong. And, no. Why would you go back to that? Wait, it's not time already, is it?
Yeah.
We didn't get to talk about the depressing economy.
Sorry.
Well, my stimulus check isn't going to cover that shit.
All right, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
I'll stimulate your check.
Fake Wacker Radio.
All right. Got a lot of people to thank. First off, Gia, myspace.com/GiaRay. Thank you for coming into the studio. Surprise guest, of course, Big Titty C in the studio with her friend, Playboy Dentist. So we appreciate Playboy Dentist.
Yes, I like
we
do. Movies.
I like Playboy Dentist.
He's a funny guy. He's got a cool voice, too.
Yeah, I know.
We should have him do all of our promos from now on.
Talk about that. We got a bunch of people to thank. First off, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, the KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Steel City Radio. Nomad Radio Network went off the air, so we wish him... Yeah, he took a sabbatical, if you will. So we wish him the best of luck. We hope to hear from him in the fall. And Arrow 97 Online. Hello, Brad.
So you mean we're one little tiny internet radio show that has hundreds of other stations, or not hundreds, but a couple of other stations rebroadcasting
us?
How do
you figure hundreds out of the list of six?
But we're not just one little show out of some guy's room.
No. We left that era back in 2004.
Wow. We had money to pay to get on AM radio.
We want to hear from you listening at home in your podcast, radio@spankwagon.net. We want to hear from you. And remember, if we're not live,
find us an archive.
Podcasts.lbrocks.com. Become a subscriber.
We are available on iTunes now.
Subscriber?
Yeah, people subscribe to us. Yeah.
You got to subscribe.
All right. I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy falling out the fucking chair.
I got that, dude.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Zuzu.
And we will be back next week. See you then.
Bye, kitties.
Oh, wait. Zuzu, you get the last word of the night.
I like boobs.
Shug on the tissue on the floor of the train. Sun goes down, temperature drops. Beautiful burnout, beautiful burnout. Bird, chrome.